Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name's Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, how's everyone doing today? I hope you consider yourself blessed. I know I do. I was able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. I've got the feeling that today's going to be a good day. I slept good last night. I woke up early this morning. I'm just feeling good today. I had a really good night last night. My church went out all together as one, and we had dinner at a local Mexican restaurant. And we just had a great time of fellowship and gathering. And it was just a great time. And I really enjoyed myself. I couldn't have asked for a better time. My church is like my family. I'm single. Both my parents have passed on. And I live alone. I just have my cat. And my church is like my family. I get to see them twice a week, and we all catch up and we fellowship with the love of the Lord, and it just makes me feel like there are other people in the world who care about me. And they proved that last night. They showed that to me, which they showed it to me every Sunday anyway, but last night they really showed it to me, and it was a really special night. I just don't know how to act in situations like that. Sometimes I get awkward. But I had a really good time last night. I used to be a really outgoing person. I was the one who wanted to be the center of attention, who always wanted to talk, who always had the subjects to talk about and things like that. But over the years, I've become more introverted. I don't know if it's the epilepsy having effects on my brain. I don't know if it's just due to the fact of getting older and watching everyone get married and settle down and have kids and start families. I don't know what it is, but over the years I've just become more introverted. And to have people gather around and me be the center of attention, it makes me feel awkward, but for good reasons. I didn't feel awkward last night. I felt special, and it made me feel like I was in the midst of family, and I just had a great time. I don't want to just totally rant about that today, but that's really the biggest thing that's happened to me all year. We just had such a good time, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I don't get to get out much, and a lot of the times when I do get out, I get out alone, and most of the time, I have to say that my ex-roommate, who's my friend, I don't know why I keep calling him my ex-roommate, he's just my friend. He takes me around a lot of places, but we just go and we hang out. But there are a lot of times where I do get out alone, and spending time alone does get old, and to have fellowship with family is really healthy for the soul and really good for the spirit, and that's something that we all need is family. So stay close to your family. Call them, call your parents if they're still alive, and just tell them that you love them. If nothing else, I got my 5-minute rant out, and that's what I like to do. I like to get a 5-minute rant out every day. Now let's move on to today's holidays. Is today a holiday? As we've learned by now, of course it is. Every day's a holiday. Let's just see what holidays are being celebrated today. Today is Empowered Women Entrepreneurs Day, Global Day of the Engineer, International Beaver Day, International Day of Reflection on the 1994 Rwanda Genocide, International Snail Papers Day, National Beer Day, National Coffee Cake Day, Metric System Day, National Day of Hope, National Pet Health Insurance Day, National No Housework Day, National Making the First Move Day, Whole Grain Sampling Day, Public Television Day, World Health Day, Paraprofessional Appreciation Day, and World Health Organization Day. So there are a lot of holidays being celebrated today. Just for the heck of it, let's take a look at National No Housework Day. Maybe the floor could use a good sweep and mopping. Perhaps the carpet needs to be vacuumed. The trash bin is full, and so is the laundry basket. That's no matter. Today is No Housework Day. It can and must wait until tomorrow. There are plenty of things you could do. How to observe National No Housework Day. There are plenty of things you could do today. You could watch public television, eat some coffee cake, or get your pet some health insurance. But whatever you do, don't do any housework. It's not allowed. Well, I probably won't be observing this holiday today, but here's wishing everyone a happy National No Housework Day. Now let's find some good news. We could all use a little bit of good news to brighten up our day. Let's just see what sort of good news we can find. Here's a good news story. Anyone who's experienced poverty knows firsthand how hard finding a pathway out can be. For some lucky enough to have made the transition, the desire to lift up those who are still struggling can become a huge part of their lives. When 18-year-old Ashish Dhakal arrived in Utah from a refugee camp in Nepal, he knew he'd been given a tremendous opportunity. Though he was bullied at his Salt Lake City school, the tenets of service and giving that are integral to his Hindu faith became the cornerstone of a long-term goal to pay his good fortune forward. A few years ago, while he was bussing tables for his job at KFC, Dhakal met a homeless man for whom he felt a great deal of empathy. Understanding only too well the difference between the haves and the have-nots, once he learned the man's history, he was inspired to help. One of the most obvious needs Dhakal observed while talking to the man was for clean, serviceable clothing. With that in mind, he launched his first clothing drive, Ashish Collects Clothes, in 2019. Dhakal's good works won him the attention of the Today Show's Hoda Kolb, who took the teen on as a mentee. My biggest why in my life is that as a young child going through poverty, I was in the same shoes as they were in right now, he said, explaining his drive to Kolb in a recent interview. I have a house. I have a computer now. I have a phone. But think about it. Those kids are still suffering. What I can do is better others so that, you know, they can give back to their community. Recognizing DeKalb's keen entrepreneurial spirit, it seemed natural for Kalb to hook her protege up with one of his all-time heroes, Shark Tank's billionaire philanthropist, Mark Cuban. During their online meeting, Cuban gave DeKalb a challenge: collect 575 coats for folks in need. While the task was initially daunting, DeKalb parlayed some of Cuban's networking advice into a winning strategy. After partnering with the Utah outreach organization Serve Refugees, DeKalb was able to chalk up 3,000 coat donations in a matter of days, for which Today parent company NBC offered matching donations. Cuban was suitably impressed, telling Today, "You're setting an example, Ashish, that it's not about the connections, it's all about how hard you're willing to work getting something done." DeKalb is certainly willing to do whatever it takes to build a better world. Wherever his entrepreneurial spirit takes him in the future, helping others is sure to drive him along the way. Well, I just found this to be a great story. A story of a refugee, someone coming to America, starting to live a better life, getting better things, a better position in life, and still looking back and seeing others in need and wanting to help them. May the Lord bless Ashish DeKalb and his coat drives. May he help out many people out there in the world who need his help. Now let's move on to some celebrity birthdays. Let's see who all got a year older today. Director Francis Ford Coppola turns 82. Actor Jackie Chan turns 67. Actor Russell Crowe turns 57. Actor Bill Bellamy turns 56. Actress Cyan Clifford turns 39. And contemporary Christian singer Torrin Wells is 35. Here's wishing them all a happy birthday. Well, that's my rant for today. I'm having a good morning that I feel is going to lead up into a good day. And I just thank you for tuning in. And know that as long as I'm feeling well, I'm going to put out a rant, today's holidays, some good news, and celebrity birthdays 6 days a week. So again, I just thank you for tuning in, and may you have a blessed day.